This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
Hey guys, it's 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Welcome to another episode of our daily show. Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. It's our daily show. Download our app free via the App Store. Or remember, you can follow us on our podcast. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to rate and review if you like what you hear. If you don't like what you hear, then screw it. We don't want your ratings. Now, I have to say, very excited to be having a chat to a YouTuber that we've grown to know and love, especially Cassandra, who is on the line, world's oldest K-pop fan. And this is a bit of a proud moment for us. It's a proud moment for me. It's like I've let my baby grow and she's been able to take on this interview herself. Cassandra, I'm awfully proud of you right now.
Thanks, Dad.
Who are we speaking to today, Cassandra?
They're chatting with a really interesting guy called Vinny, who's all the way over in Texas, and we're very appreciative that he's managed to keep himself awake with lots of energy drink to chat to us at this ungodly hour.
Hey. Well, the atmosphere.
Come on.
Dedication.
Vinny, I have to say, just before you, you wouldn't have heard him because we were speaking to Chance, who gives us a Korea update. He's in Korea at the moment, but he's from Iowa. And I said, we've got a very US flavor on the show today because we're speaking to Vinny in Texas. And he said, how are you doing that? They don't have the internet there.
I actually know Chance. Oh, man. He said that?
It's a bit of shade there, right?
I know. Come on. Give that guy much respect. Oh, no, I love him. He's a great guy.
K-pop's such a small world, isn't it?
Very small world. It's crazy how that happened.
Cassandra, you want to get this thing started?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess the first question I was curious about was your name. Now, on your YouTube account, you go by Vinny C. Vinjung Diesel. Do you care to explain?
Vinny C. That's just mainly a mix. It's a little intellectual type quip of my first name and last name kind of mix. But the Vinjung Diesel, I actually got that from one of my friends I met in Newark. Her name's Patika. And one day she messaged me and she said, well, best of luck to you, Mr. Vinjung Diesel, and all your escapades that you go on later in your life on your YouTube channel. And I was like, huh, that kind of sticks. Vin, obviously, the name, my real name. Jung for my ultimate bias. Jungkook from BTS. And then Diesel because why not Vin Diesel, you know?
The dude feels like the Vin Diesel thing.
Humongous,
yeah.
Brick house.
Your name in itself is a cultural melting pot.
Yeah, it's a little gumbo, you know, like I say a lot in my videos. It's a lot of stuff thrown into a pot.
Yeah, you better explain what gumbo is for our Aussie listeners, because it's not something we know down here. And you mentioned
So gumbo is a Cajun dish. It originated in Louisiana. It's basically all it is, a bunch of different ingredients, meats, vegetables, different spices. You throw it into a pot. Boom, you got gumbo.
Oh, that's our hangover cure. Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee you, you'll be stopped up for a couple of days after you eat it, but man, it's really good.
See, our go-to is a kebab on the way home.
Yeah.
You said a kebab?
That's it, yeah. Except I said it in my Aussie kebab. You have to accentuate the A. Kebab, mate.
Kebab, gotcha. Yeah, sorry. I gotta connect with my inner Steve Irwin real quick.
You can that's it. Oh, we'll be testing you later. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's a surprise for you for later.
Cassandra.
Oh,
be afraid.
God.
Be very afraid. So, what made you decide to get into doing K-pop video reactions?
Well, you know, YouTube has actually been a thing on my mind for several years now. Actually, me and my little brother, we constantly come up with ideas because, you know, I'm extremely charismatic, as you can tell from the videos. Well, Steve is very intellectual.
Huh? Hadn't noticed.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of theater in me. my little brother, he's very intellectual. He's a deep thinker. He's not quite as outspoken as I am, but he's got a lot of ideas in his head. So for many years, I wanted to do YouTube, and I just never really had a thing that, you know, I could hop on until it kind of just played out. My wife showed me K-pop, and it kind of just stuck with BTS especially. And then finally, I saw them live in Newark on their Wings tour they recently did. And ever since then, meeting different people, they were like, dude, you're charismatic. You've already kind of got a mini fan base going. I don't know if you guys saw the thread or not on BuzzFeed or Koreaboo about the Jungkook fanboy with the tank top that says "Marry Me, Jungkook" on the back of it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got something in common with J-John then, and it's "Marry Me, G-Dragon" shirt.
Yeah, you know, you've got to take whatever opportunities you have, don't you?
Oh, I know. You know, if you only get one opportunity, why not live it up? You know, why downplay it? Like, do it the most extra that you can, because this may be your last shot.
That's it. Wow, inspiring words.
Your lovely wife was the one that got you into K-pop. So, what's her name?
Her name is Autumn. Autumn Breeze.
Oh, lovely name. So, what was a BTS video? The first one she showed you.
Yes, it was actually War of Hormone. That one. Until then, I really hadn't got too much into it. I was like, you know, look over the shoulder when I walk through my front door from work, and I'm like, it's cool. And then she showed me that one. It just really caught me, you know? So I was like, wow, this is K-pop, huh? And so in turn, it actually brought our marriage closer together, oddly enough. But it's K-pop. It's just been nothing but blessings ever since I finally opened myself up.
K-pop really has that effect of bringing people together, but also tearing people apart at different times.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. My wife actually is going through a bad thing with a couple of different people. As far as battling it out with, it's a pretty detailed story, but to make it short, when people hear of good ideas, they feast on that and they end up trying to make it their own, take credit for different things. I don't know. It's a big, long, drug-out story, but yeah, it does that sometimes.
So what do your family and friends think of your love of K-pop? Are they all behind it?
Well, it depends on which ones you ask. some of them, yeah. My family, well, I actually mentioned in my video I made tonight, my mom, she's not really sure of what to think, but she does know that she has a goofball for a kid. So she's like, you know what? My son's doing his thing, hamming it up like he's always wanted to do. So I'm proud of him. My dad loves it. He's like, you're getting your own music stuff going. He's like, just so proud of you. My dad, that's the one thing he always tells me. I'm proud of you. The first couple times you hear it, you're like, wow, thanks, Dad. And then after like 100 times, you're like, you're just saying it to make me feel good, man. I know.
I mean, you're not what I was hoping for, but you've turned out okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, I get it.
My dad, he's a terrific, wonderful man. I hope to one day be half the man he is, but he's always been there for me, supportive. As far as my friends go, a couple of them, they are subscribed to me. They watch me every night. After I make a video, they'll text me and be like, hey, you are the world's biggest goof, and we love you for it. Always here, and you know, they're ready to the party the next day for it. But although I don't, because you know, I've got grown up things to do. But yeah, all my best friends, they keep real good in contact. They're always really supportive. So really, in all, they've been nothing but supportive for me. I mean, I think the worst reaction I got from my family was my brother-in-law, who's really. He's kind of off in his own world, but he was just kind of, man, whatever. So even in that instance, it wasn't really negative.
Yeah.
So you can't say that you've racked up any converts to the dark side of K-pop yet?
I actually have. Ooh. Funny enough, whenever I announced that I was going to start up a YouTube channel, you can imagine that some people thought, you know, oh, so this guy was just doing the shirt for, you know, purposes of wanting to get famous from it. And I'm like, well, technically, no, that's not why I want to do it. But you can't explain it to people who hate you already. And that goes by the saying that I go by, which is, for doing what you love, eventually you will be hated. Which, you know, if I'm not doing the right thing for my life, then that means I'm not doing the right thing. Or if I'm not getting hate for doing this
any,
thing.
Any publicity is good publicity, though, Vinny.
Right, yes, exactly right. So I had a couple of people tell me they want me to drink bleach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We're speaking to Vinny C. So have you seen any other live acts?
Actually, BTS wasn't my first people to see. I want to say sometime last year, towards the latter part of the year, I went and saw, it was a little like club, at nightclub in Dallas, just strictly for Korean type stuff. They had a G2 concert there, G2 rapper. I believe he's with? What's the Y company?
YG.
I don't know all the companies that is. Yeah, I think he's with YG, G2. And then I actually saw him again in February along with No Brain. They're more of a K-Rock. Oh my gosh, those guys are freaking phenomenal.
You know, you like your rock music, and so I saw that you got to do the reaction for 1OK Rock.
Yes, 1OK Rock. That stuff, that took me back on memory lane. Oh my gosh.
They're very Linkin Park, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very, my wife also put it to me after I listened to it. She's like, they're not quite as well known as like Green Day or Fifth Charlotte was, but Taking Back Sunday, it took me back to the days of Rise of the Cavalier, then Big John. 315-pound dude, 6'4", and we're cruising down the dirt roads listening to different, you know, the Taking Back Sunday and Good Charlotte. It just took me back. I actually went and looked at a picture book after I got done filming that because I was all in the fields. It was really good stuff. It's just a really clean, crisp rock sound. Very, very alt rock style. I totally fixed it. It was great.
Yeah, you for a moment felt like you're an angsty teenager again with your dark eyeliner and listening to some Green Day.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Dig it, love it.
So what else have you got planned for your YouTube channel? Like, what else is coming up?
Well, you know, I'm still getting used to it. I just actually hit 1,000 about, I don't know, 2-3 days ago.
Well done.
I'm actually, I've only been in it for about a month now. I've been blessed with, you know, kind of being able to, with like people were saying, already having that fan base from the New Art concert. But also it's no easy thing with me having a job. I work 55-65 hours a week.
Yikes.
It's hard to find times where you can just come home, not be completely exhausted, that you film a YouTube reaction video.
Coffee's good for that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Here I am right now, got about 2 or 3 monsters down, about 6 cups of coffee. I'm doing an interview with you guys out over there in Aussie land. But it's great. I was talking to a fan actually tonight, and they requested, I know I've requested this several times now, and I'm like, look, I'm so sorry I haven't been able to do it. The problem with K-pop reactors is you want to do everybody's reaction to make everybody happy, but we are cursed with a 24-hour time frame. That's the bottom line.
Don't worry. Now I'm just
going to keep doing
Vinny. One day they'll have a full-time job and they'll understand. One day, I'm sure. No, they won't.
Are you kidding?
Hey, look, earlier on we were having a chat about Aussie slang and we thought we'd put you to the test. Are you ready to give it a go?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to wing some. Here we go. So if someone offers you a cuppa, what does that mean? Any idea? Is it a punch in the nose, an Aussie cake, or a cup of tea?
I would say cup of tea.
Correct.
I don't know.
My gosh.
All right, this one. If someone says they are aggro, are they a gardener, drunk, or upset?
I would say upset.
Oh, you're good at this.
Yeah.
You've been here before.
Hey, heck yeah. Never been there before. Once someday, but never been.
Here's one that Elf Stewart would say on a Home and Away, Cassandra. If someone calls you a galah, what are they saying about you? You are loud and rude, you are a gallant, a real gentleman, or you are a criminal headed for the gallows?
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I would have to go with B.
Cassandra.
Galar is a loud and rude person.
Oh, man. I've heard of a wanker and toffer. I haven't heard of Galar before.
All right. What's a dunny? You know what a dunny is?
A dunny, usually what I say after a long night of drinking and I'm totally dunny with all the rest of the beer.
Not quite, but you would need one of these after drinking all night. It is the toilet.
Oh, yeah, I've fallen asleep around those before. Wow. Now I know.
I like this one. If someone tells you to give them a fair suck of the salve, what do they want you to do? Shut up and listen, to share the beer, or to help them pay for something?
Okay, repeat that, the first one again.
To shut up and listen, to share the beer, or to help them pay for something? A fair suck of the salve.
A fair suck of the salve. To shut up and listen.
Very good. All right, final one. I'm going to make it a good one. If someone says, let's crack a tinny, what are they going to do? Open the sunroof of a car, open a can of beer, or race a boat?
Can of beer.
Correct. See, you're ready to come here. It's all set. All set.
Heck yeah, man. Oh my gosh. I'm on. I was very nervous at first. I was like, wow, not only am I nervous about talking on a radio station, I'm also having nerves about a pop quiz.
You are set. Vinny, thanks so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio today.
Yeah, thanks a lot for staying awake for us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And,
not a problem. Like I said, dedication.
Make sure you do keep us posted on anything you've got coming up and anytime you want to have a chat, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. By all means. Thanks, guys, again for the opportunity.
And so thanks honored. So much for staying up until, what is it, about 3:30 now in the morning?
3:28 a.m. You were right on point.
You're doing good. Thanks so much. Yeah.
We look forward to more of your videos.
Much love.
That's it for today's show. Thanks to everyone involved. Thanks to Juby for the edits. Thanks to Robert for producing. Of course, Cassandra for helping out with Vinny C's interview. Chance Dolan, music from our music director, Jedi, and the news team. Thank you to everyone. If I'm forgetting, I apologize, but you all do your bit. And thank you to you for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure you download our app free via the App Store. Take it with you 24/7 or subscribe to us on iTunes. Top 10's coming up very, very soon. This is Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7.